Okay, we're going to start here at the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We just finished with the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing about a Nazir who took a Ned Nazirut. And we said in the ratio of the Mishnah, this was a person who took a Ned Nazirut and then violated the Ned Nazirut. And after violating the Ned Nazirut, we say, what does he have to do in order to get Hataras HaChacham? So our Mishnah says that we count all the days that he was violating the neder, they still in place, even when we are requesting a Taras Chacham here. Now the Gemara says, Mani Masnison at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yossi velo Rabbanan. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan cannot be the authors of our Mishnah. Why is that? The Tanya of a Braisa. Mishnador Varvara Niziruto, one who took a neder Nizirut, or took a neder and violated the neder, in his Kakin Lo, Elim came Mona Behen Itzur Kiyamim Nahag Behen Heter. So I'm going to say, we don't allow you to be matzah, we don't allow a chacham to be matzah neder of this individual until they keep the nizirut, or they keep the neder properly for the amount of time that they violated the neder. So I mean, they need to repeat all the days that they violated the neder, nizirut, they need to repeat before we'll actually acquiesce to be matzah the neder. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dayo Shloshim Yom. It's enough that we're kones them to keep at least 30 days in that they violated the neder. If they violated for more than 30 days, they will have to keep 30 days, and that will be sufficient for us to go and be matzah the neder. Or, on the other hand, if it's less than 30 days, then you'll have to repeat the amount because it didn't reach up to 30 days. So neither of these can be the author of our Mishnah. Why? And the Gemara is going to discuss this. The Girsa in the Gemara is very difficult. We're going to follow the Girsa of Tosfos and the Rosh, whereas the Girsa in our Gemara follows the Mefarish. But no matter whose Girsa, it's not so simple to read the upcoming Gemara. But let's just think about it in general, what the problems are here. Our Mishnah says, basically, that the days that the person violated the Ned Nizirut count towards the Nizirut. That's clearly against the Chachamim, no matter what you say, that's against the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim believe you need to repeat the days that you violated the Neder or the Nizirut, and you have to repeat them beheter. I mean, you have to do them properly. So that's clearly against our Mishnah, no matter how long the Nizirut is. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi, it depends how you read the Mishnah, it depends how you read Rabbi Yossi, but at least up front, we would think that Rabbi Yossi is also a problem for our our Mishnah. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says that we have to be konase the person to keep at least 30 days, meaning that no more than 30 days, but if it's less than 30 days, we'd also make them repeat those days. In that case, again, it's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says all the days count towards Nizirut, and you never have to repeat any days. Now we're going to say, Ig Rabbonon. Now both the current, the Girsa of the Tosfos and the Rosh is Kasha Nizirut Miruba. The interpretation of the Mefarsh is Kasha Nizirut Mu'atet. Both of them say it's Lav Dafka. And the question of the Chachamim is either way. No matter what type of Nizirut you have here, our Mishnah and the Chachamim cannot be reconciled, because the Chachamim believe you always have to repeat the number of days that you violate. Where our Mishnah says that they are Mutar. But E Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Nizirut Mu'atet. At least according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, the question for Rabbi Yossi is when we're talking about a Nazir Nizirut Mu'atet. Because in Nizirut Mu'atet, a Nizirut Mu'atet means 30 days, means a minimum Nizirut of that of 30 days. In that instance, Rabbi Yossi basically believes you need to repeat the Nizirut. And our Mishnah says, no, you don't have to repeat anything. You can count whatever days you've counted so far are good. Now, with a Nizirut Merubah, when we're talking about a large Nizirut over 30 days, meaning a large set of Nizirut, Rabbi Yossi says, if, for instance, he had a 100-day Nizirut, and he kept 60 days of them so far, and he violated, in those 60 days, he drank wine. So Rabbi Yossi says, all he has to do is then repeat 30 days, and then continue on with his Nizirut, the remaining 40 days, so he'll have 70 days to go. So according to the Rosh, at least that doesn't, or the Tosfos, that doesn't necessarily not reconcile with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that we count the days. So what the way we're going to interpret the Mishnah means we count those days, excluding those 30. Meaning that even Rabbi Yossi agrees we're going to count the first 30 days as being good, and so to our Mishnah says that our Mishnah is going to agree to Rabbi Yossi about those 30 days. By his tema, Rabbi Yossi, ben Nizirut Meruba, we're going to say that a case of Rabbi Yossi is by Nizirut Meruba, that our Mishnah is a case by Nizirut Meruba. That's with Shloshim Yom, so you only have to undermine 30 days, not the whole Nizirut, and that Rabbi Yossi can agree to. Because when Rabbi Yossi says you have to be Soter HaKol, that was only in a 30-day or less Nizirut. In that case, you have to be Soter HaKol, because 30 days is the minimum, and that's what the minimum cast that Rabbi Yossi gave. So our Mishnah was not addressing that case. Our Mishnah is addressing a case of a much longer Nizirut. In that case, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that most of the days will count towards your Nizirut, just 30 days that you have to repeat. And that's how we will reconcile Rabbi Yotzi and our Mishnah. On the other hand, Ibai Sema Rabbonon, we will say that what Ibai Sema, that it's the Rabbonon. And how are we going to explain it? Lo Tema Mishashin Azar. We're not going to read the Mishnah like it literally says, but in the time that he Nazar, Elayma Kim Mishashin Azar. He must repeat the number of days like when he started. So if we reinterpret the Lashon of the Mishnah to read Kim Mishashin Azar from the moment that he started taking his Nizirut, that means he has to repeat all the days. It's Okar Akol. And that'll work well according to the Chachamim. Just note here that the Mefarsh learns the opposite way around, and that he had, the Girsa reversed, and therefore he says that when does it work for Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is a case by Nazir Mu'etet. Ibai Tim Rabbi Yossi Masnitzim Bezirus Ruba. Our mission is a case of a big Nazirut. Ubraisa Tim Ben Nazir Mu'etet. And Rabbi Yossi says, when do I say that you need the 30-day case? That's only when it's a big Nazirut. But if I have a small Nazirut, I agree that you don't have to repeat anything. I don't have to. I agree to what the Mishnah says, and it's only in that bigger case that I need to have the Knas of 30 days. But less than 30 days, he can count the days even that he did them in Isur. And the Ibai's Tema, the other possibilities like the Rabbanan according to the Mefarish. And then we're going to learn a Mishnah like the Braitza. And we're going to learn the Mishnah like the Braitza, that whenever you take the Nazirut, like as if you have to repeat it. Again, the same way that Tosfos the Rosh learned it. Rashi has an additional Lishna, or the Mefarish has an additional Lishna that follows the Tosefta that we won't get involved with, but just wanted to clarify those two positions for you. Alright, now, Nishol HaChachamim V'tihiru. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mida Beit Shammai, Nishma LeBeit Hillel. From the position of Beit Shammai, or from where Beit Shammai admits, we're going to understand also Beit Hillel's position. We're going to read again this Gemara according to the Tosfos. Before it's just a slightly different interpretation, but Tosfos reads much more simply in the Gemara here. Lav Amrei Beit Shammai Hekdesh B'Tos Havi Hekdesh. Don't Beit Shammai agree that when you make a mistake, why by Hekdesh, that it's not Hekdesh, when's that case? Came into Igalei Milsos Lav Shapir Nozer. That's in a case where we're Okir than Nizirut, Mi'ikara, therefore Teitze V'Tir Be'eder, therefore the animal that he was Makdesh for Nizirut doesn't count. Even though general Beit Shammai believe that Hekdesh Tos works to be Hekdesh, in this case, but in the Nizirut, it won't work. Why? Because since we're undermining the Nizirut in its entirety, there was no reason. It was as if the person made a karban or made a something hektish for no reason at all. In that case, even Beit Shammai agrees that it's not Nizirut. So the Beit Hillel Nami. So from Beit Hillel, we'll also learn, Afgal Darmei Tmura B'Tos Havye Tmura. Even though Beit Hillel in general believe that when you make hektish B'Tos by mistake, it's not a good hektish. By Tmura, they admit that when you make a mistake by Tmura, that Tmura works, and it still is functional, and makes it into Hekdesh. So too over there, we'll say the same thing. That's only if the original animal that you were matbitzin, meaning that, well, how does Tumura work? Tumura works is I take a second animal, I'm trying to make that, exchange it for the first animal. The Torah says that the first animal is Hekdesh, so is the second animal Hekdesh. Now what happens if I go back to a Chacham, and I'm a Matur Neder on the first one? Say for instance, I had an Olah, so I made a Neder on an Olah, and then I went and I said, Tmura, I prayed to create another animal to exchange for this animal. I took the next second animal and said, this is in place of the original Olah. The Torah says, both of them are Olot now. Now I go back to the Chacham. After this, the person goes back to the Chacham and says, I want to be Matur Neder for the first Olah. And he's successful. The Chacham was Matur the Neder. What happens to the Tmura? So we're going to say, from Beit Shammai, we're going to learn to Beit Hillel. If the original animal is in place, if the original animal is then undermined, it's Akar Nami Tmura. The Tmura is also gone. Why? So we see from Beit Shammai that in Beit Shammai's case, we see when the Nazirus goes away, so do the Karbanot go away because one is premised on the other. So too by Tmura for Beit Hillel, even though they agree that when you make a mistake, Tmura still functions. But nevertheless, if we're going to undermine or take away the original Tmura, so too the original animal that the Tmura was premised on, then the Tmura will fall away as well. Because the Tmura was only premised on the fact that there was a Behemoth that was Kodesh here. Once you take away the Behemoth Kodesh, there no longer is any need for a Tmura. Amamar, Iyatem Modim Shilu Kara Lachia Siri. So again, this is a quote from our Mishnah. Why the Gemara here says Amamar is strange. And Mefarish says something also very interesting. He says it is our Mishnah. Aval Lashon Yerushalmi Kachu. That's the way the Yerushalmi interprets such statements, which is also interesting because we're obviously not in Yerushalmi, but maybe the Lashonos and Nazir we've seen before are Mishuneh. And so too, just like they in many ways draw from the Yerushalmi, so it's over here, maybe it's drawing from the Yerushalmi. Okay, Itmar, Ma'aser, when it comes to Ma'aser Behema, which we saw in our Mishnah, was the proof that Beit Shammai wanted to use against Beit Hillel, that when you make a mistake, it's still Kodesh. So now, does that work? Rav Nachman, Ta'uto, V'lo, Kavanoto. That's only if you make a mistake. that the 10th one is Kodesh. When you call the 9th one the 10th, or you call the 11th one the 10th, or the 10th one 9th, they're all three Kodesh. In those instances, that's only if you make a mistake. Velo become an ato. But if you intend to make all three of them Kodesh through Maaser Behemah, that does not work. It's not only is it when you make a mistake, but even if you intend to make them Kodesh, then you certainly can make all of them Kodesh. So Rav says to Rav Nachman, for you who limits this principle in Maaser Behemah that the 9th, 10th, and 11th can all be Kodesh, it's only limited to when it's a mistake. The Kamar Beisham of the Beit Hillel, Yatem Modim Shilakar Lechiyasir Lechiri Chiyu Lechadasar Siri Shoshloshtam Mikudashim. The proof that Beisham brought against Beit Hillel from Maaser Behemah, Vishtiku Beit Hillel. And Beit Hillel silence, don't respond. I mean, they do respond, and they say that this is a Gzeres HaKotuv, but they had a better answer. Limelahom, Ma'la Maaser Shkeno Kodesh Bekavono. What are you talking about? Maaser doesn't work. Maaser Behemah only works when you make a mistake. Then it's Kodosh. But if you do it intentionally, it doesn't work. How could you bring a proof from that to normal hektesh? Normal hektesh requires kavana, requires you to have specific intent for it to be hektesh. And now you want to suggest, because of that, if by Maaser Behemah, where specific intent doesn't work, that a mistake by regular hektesh should work. The two cases are not comparable. They don't function in the same way. So Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Hainu Taim Et Alami Lahong. This is the reason Beit Hillel did not answer this way. Why? The Kal V'chomer who, Ma Maaser Sheino Kodosh B'Kavono, Maaser, that you can't make Kodosh intentionally, Kodosh B'Tos, works by mistake. Hekdesh Kodosh B'Kavono, Hekdesh that's Kodosh by intent, certainly should work by mistake. Velohi. So now this Velohi is a question. Is this the response of the Gemara? The Farish says this is a response to Rav Simi from the Gemara, rejecting Rav Simi's statement. On the other hand, Tosos believes that Rav Simi is continuing in his statement here that this is a poor Kal V'chomer. Velohi, why is this a bad Kal V'chomer? The Hekdesh B'Data D'Mari Talit. That is, Hekdesh itself requires the Das HaBalim. The Balim have to intend for something to become Kodesh. So how could you make such a Kal V'chomer? If you say Maaser works, because the whole point of Maaser is the Hekdesh comes through counting. It's not through intent, but simply through counting. Therefore, if you make a mistake, it could become Kodesh. But here, by Kodesh itself, you need intent of the Balaam to create the Kodesh. So why should we then say that a mistake works? Because you need intent. Without intent, maybe it doesn't work at all. And therefore, it will remain a question on Rav Yitzchak. Right? Because Rav Yitzchak says, Ta'uto v'lo kavanato. If it only works by a mistake and not by kavana, then Beit Hillel should have had a good answer to Beit Sham, and they should have used his answer. So the Tosel says that Rav Yitzchak can always differentiate and say that no, actually Rav Nachman, it's not a question on Rav Nachman, the Enamai lo heshivu Beit Hillel minei. Why didn't Beit Hillel answer for them? Rav Nachman in the end can say that Beit Hillel had a different answer, or just as good answer, that was exactly the cost of it. That's why they didn't bring the answer over here. Alright, next Mishnah. We saw this Mishnah. Alright, we've seen this Mishnah, or similar type of Mishnah in the Dara. Mishnah Nadar Benazir. V'halach lahevi ad behemtel. Person took a net in his zirut. And then he went to find the animals. He had separated animals, or animals that he intended to use for zirut. Masasha nignava. He sees that it was stolen in the interim. Imachlo nignava behemto. If he took the nether prior to his animal being stolen, nazar, how he's a nazir. He took the nether zirut, then he is a nazir. Because the stealing of the animal being missing, is an issue of nolad. Something that came up after the point. And we know that you can't be oker nether bit nolad. Imishin nignava behemto. If it was, he took the nether zirut after the animal was stolen, nazar, enu nazir. In that case, he's not a nazir, because the whole premise for his nether nazirut was the fact that he had the animal here. And now, if the animal's gone, then he never really intended to make a nether nazirut. Vezu ta'ut ta'nachum amadi, kishalu nazirim in agola. Masu beit ha-mikdash harav. This mistake Nachum amadi made when his nazirim came out from the gola, and then they found that the beit ha-mikdash was destroyed. So Nachum Amadi made a mistake and used Nola to be matter the nether for him. He said to them, Amalem Nachum Amadi, Yaitim Yodim Shebeit HaMikdash Charav. Had you known the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed, Hayitim Nozrim, would you ever take this nether in his ear? Amalem Lo. He said, no way. V'hetiram Nachum Amadi. And Nachum Amadi says, you're okay. You don't have to keep the nether in his ear. But the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash is Nola. It's something new. When they took that nether in his ear, they didn't know the Beit HaMikdash was still standing. And therefore, when it was destroyed later, that's Nola. You can't be matter nether like this. So that was the question. I'm a low, right? Beit Yirim Nachum Amadim. Shabbat, Avayet Chachamim. When the Chachamim found out about this, I'm real kosh nazar shalo charab Beit HaMikdash. Similar to what we had with Gneipa prior to this in the Mishnah. Whoever took their net nazirus prior to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Nazir remains a Nazir because it's no life for them. Misha charab Beit HaMikdash and Nazir. If they took their net nazirus after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, then their neder nizirut is not a neder nizirut, because the whole nizirut was premised on the ability to bring the karbanos to the mikdash. And now that there's no mikdash, their neder nizirut never took effect. So Tosfos says, well, isn't every petach nolad? Tosfos asks this here, he asks it in Nedarim, he asks it by the story of Rabbi Akiva, by Kalba Sabua. Isn't every petach neder by definition nolad? He took the neder, at the point of the neder, he didn't remember, he didn't think about this item, and now all of a sudden we're trying to bring something new, or if had you known this, or if this would have happened, would you have done this? Those are all nolad. So Tosfos here differentiates between what's called nolad shchiach, nolad sheinu shchiach. If something normally would happen, if this is something that a person should have in mind, then we assume at the point that he took the neder there, this is something that he, in the back of his mind, or subconsciously, he's thinking about, that if this happens, this neder is not effective. And therefore, when we do a petach leneder, even though now the information is coming out as new, nevertheless, it works because that was what he had in mind. We would have thought that this is what he considered or was in his considerations when he took the neder zirut. But it's something that's unusual or something that he would never consider. Therefore, we say, what? This is not, that is a case of nolad, because he would never have thought about this at the time he's there. He would have not even had considered such a possibility when he took the neder, and therefore it's nolad, it's something totally new, and therefore you can't be makir the neder. So both of our cases over here in our Mishnah, Nignava, the fact that his animal was stolen, or Charab Beit HaMikdash, were both items that were way outside of the realm of possibilities he would have thought of. Since they're way outside the realm of possibilities he would have thought of, they are considered nolad. Whereas cases where it's something that he should have known about, or something he could have known about, or would have thought about possibly at the time of his neder, we don't consider that nolad, because we say that's within the context of which he took his neder. Samar Rabba Shoftfua Rabbanon the Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanon overwhelmed or overcame Rabbi Eliezer. And they convinced him to learn like them. What is that? It's not. We have a Mishnah in Nedarim that we have a machlokas about nolad. In the Mishnah in Nedarim, it says, Potrim b'nolad divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can use nolad as a petach l'neder. But the Chachamim saying you cannot use nolad. So here we see in Nedarim, we see that there is a machlokas with regards to nolad, whereas over here, in our Mishnah, we don't see any machlokas from Rabbi Eliezer. So first of all, the Mefarish understands this because Nedarim came before Nazir. And if Nadarim came for Nazir, and we see a machlokas in Nadarim, and now in Nazir we see there is no machlokas, it must be the Chachamim convinced Rabbi Eliezer over to their side, or convinced them of his position. But Tosfos learns is that we know Rabbi Eliezer was alive at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Eliezer was alive at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we have a case up here that came before Nachum HaMadi and the Chachamim. How come Rabbi Eliezer never voiced an opinion? Must be, because he didn't believe that Nolad was used. If he doesn't believe Nolad was used, that means that he reversed his position from that which took place in Nidarim. Now, Vamar Rava says, Avagav Damar Rabbanon, even though Rabban saying Potchim Nolad, that you can't use Nolad as a Petach, Aval Potchim B'Tznai Nolad, you can use Tznai Nolad as a Petach. What is the case of Tznai Nolad? Hechizami, Amri Lahon Iluata Inish, right, had someone come along, Vam Lachon Dechara Beit HaMikdash, at the time you take the neder, had someone come along and told you that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Miyavin Adidun, would you have taken such a neder? And of course the person would say no, and in that case it would be a Petach, the neder. So how's this different than Nolad? So if we look in the Rosh says over here, Achanami, Kaven Shetola Harata To Be'atzat Anashim Petach Havi. Since a person is conditioning his regrets on the advice of others, that's considered a Petach. Afubi Shatatam Haitam Machmat Devar Nolad. Even though their advice has something to do with that came in the future, wasn't there at the time he took his nether, right? Wasn't extant when he took the nether. Lo Mikre Nolad. It's not considered nolad because he goes back because of their advice. You know, we're saying that Tosfos reads similar to the Rosh and says that here we're talking about not charata, but rather a petach. So if you look in the Tosfos found on Lamed Gimel Lamed Bet. So he says over there, potchum itznai nolad. Ilu ba ben adam elecha b'shash nadarta. Had someone come along at the time that you were taking your neder, via mi'atzcha. Give you advice. Maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. Term called Nizirutecha before your Nizirut was finished. Klum Nadarta. Would you have not taken a neder? And this is similar to Charata. We had these similar cases in the Nadarim. 10 people came along and tried to be advice. You mean Nadarta? Would you take a neder? In these cases, it doesn't matter what generates the regret or the appeasement. Even though the regret here has to do with nolad, that's the idea of pius. That's the idea of this lower form of being mefateach l'neder. So if we're talking about petach l'neder from the individual that derives from the individual himself, there he can't use nolad. whereas if we say, had other people come along at the time that you took the nether and given you such advice, would you have listened to that advice? And if he said, yes, I would, of course, I wouldn't have done it, then we say, that's not the problem, no lot, because this involves other people. And other people, it's not important what they say or what they use. The question was, had someone said something to you at that time, would you have not done it? That's not no lot, because the regret was extent at the time that you would have taken the nether, because had possibly someone come at that time and said this to you, you would have regretted the nether, and you wouldn't have taken the nether, and that would be sufficient. So that's called tnai no lot. So Amar Rav Yosef, Yavahatam, back in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Yavahatam, had I been at the time, have a meeting at the home, I would have said to them, Haktiv, in the Yirmiyahu, it says, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima, Zeh Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. So now, the question of what Rav Yosef is saying here is subject to interpretation. There are two possibilities. Either Rav Yosef is saying, even for the people who took their neder after the Churban HaBayis, they should have known about the Churban HaBayis. Why is that a good excuse for them? Even if it was after the Churban HaBayis, they should have known that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, because they have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima. One is the Mikdash Rishon, one is the Mikdash Sheni, which implies that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed again in Bayit Sheni. So they should have known that was a possibility that the Mikdash would be destroyed in Bayit Sheni. If that's the case, if they should have known of that possibility, and they take the neder, even so, they take the neder after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we can't say that there's any petach l'neder for them, because they should have been aware of this fact. That's one way to learn it. The other way to learn it, Rabbi Yosef, is, oh, I could have given them a petach l'neder, even for those, right, who took their neder prior to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We should say that this is nolad d'shchiach. This is nolad they should have known about, and therefore it's included in their neder, a condition in their neder. Why? Because everybody knows that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, according to Yirmiyahu. If that's the case, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, according to Yirmiyahu, then when they took their neder, they had to consider that fact. And they only took it based on the fact that they thought they could get their neder done before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the fact that they didn't know that is the fact that they didn't, whatever, they didn't know at the exact moment it was, the Beis HaMikdash was still extant at that time, doesn't help, doesn't detract from the fact, or it doesn't make it into nolad, because they knew that it was going to happen, and therefore it's nolad d'shchiach. Alright, then the Gemara continues, alright, it's true they knew that it was going to be destroyed, they didn't know when it would be destroyed. So according to the two interpretations, the one question is, if you say that Rav Yosef is coming to support those people who took the neder before it was destroyed, and to tell us that, well, this is nolad d'shchiach, this is nolad shchiach, no, why should it be shchiach? This is nolad eno shchiach. Why is it eno shchiach? Because nobody knows when it was going to be destroyed. They knew it would be destroyed, but they didn't know when. So therefore they thought, I don't need to worry about the Beis HaMikdash. I'm taking my neder no matter what, because I don't think the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed in the near term. Whereas, or the other interpretation is that Rav Yosef is coming to question those people who even took it after the Beis HaMikdash. They should have known that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, sure, they knew the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, but they didn't know when. So they thought when they took their neder that the Beis HaMikdash was still around. So Amar Abaye v'lo yadin, they must. What do you mean they don't know when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Aktiv, it says in Daniel, Shabu'ayim shivim nechtach ala mechav al yir kod she'apcha. I will once again destroy your city and your Mikdash after 77, right? Which is what? I'm going to take Shvuayim Shivim, that you're going to take 7 times 70, means 70 Shmitot, which is 490 years. Well, we know that Galut Bavel lasted for 70 years. So if you take 490 minus 70, you have 420 years, which is the amount of time that the second bias was going to stand. So everybody knew that the second base was going to be destroyed after 420 years. So, well, if that's the case, so again, either according to the two interpretations, if that's the case, everybody should have known about it, then either it's nolad shchiach, it should be considered nolad shchiach, and we should be matir neder for even those people that took it before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, or according to the other interpretation, then it was something that was so obvious and people should have known about it. Even if they took it after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they should still have to keep the nezirus, because they should have known the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. We know exactly when it was going to be destroyed. So the Gemara says, no, it's still not so exact. Even though we knew what year was going to be destroyed, and we didn't know when in that year, whether it was the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, the end of the year, since we didn't know that, they thought they could finish up the nezirus in that time period, and therefore it's an anolad sheino shchiach, because they didn't know exact day when it would be destroyed, or it's not a good enough claim against those who took their nezirus after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because they didn't know, even though they knew that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed this year, they didn't know when, and they thought they could finish the nezirus in time to get through before the Mikdash was destroyed. All right, we'll stop here because tomorrow's daf is very short, and we'll use this mission as a platform to do tomorrow's daf.